Welcome back. This is the week you missed. This is the first week in 2023. We are doing this and we are definitely off to a wild start. I think it's going to be it's probably going to be a crazy year is what it's looking like. But I'm going to try and bunch a few things into one. I'm basically going to label it all as why does it seem like Biden gets like an easier way of anything of everything, and I feel like these same situations 4 years ago would have just gotten a lot different reaction.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that Joe Biden did something recently that people were freaking out about when Trump did it, but now no one seems to give a fuck?
And there's excuses like, Biden. Oh, it was a mistake, or it wasn't that bad, or we don't know exactly what it is. It's like, yo, what the heck is this? Why are people so not able to see that it's the same exact thing? But that's exactly the one thing I'm talking about is the classified documents. Seems like these documents came out, and I probably watch mostly left-wing news. I do watch Fox News because I like to see just what they say there, but I probably watch CNN a little bit more, MSNBC a little bit more, probably leaning left, all of that. And most of these sites, yeah, they're talking about it. At least they're not ignoring it. That's good. But why aren't they making a big deal? Like, this is the worst thing ever. When it happened at Mar-a-Lago, it seemed like people wanted to put Trump in jail. Right now, no one even seems to really want to reprimand Biden at all. And it seems like it's the same situation. I don't really get it. And it's just wild how people can spin something one way and spin something another way, no matter what. For example, this is actually related to, I saw like a post by Elizabeth Warren last week saying that we have the lowest unemployment rate in like 70 years. But it's 4 years ago when we had a low unemployment rate and Trump would say, hey, the unemployment rate's so low. Elizabeth Warren would say, yeah, but most people need two or three jobs to be able to live these days. Having a job
exactly
doesn't mean anything. You're still poor. You're still struggling. And it's like, why are they able to say that 4 years ago, but they can't say that now? And it's so annoying just to see how opposite they can be. The classified documents, no one's calling arms for Biden. No one's saying he should be impeached or this or that. And it's like, what is the difference? This next one might be a little bit of a stretch, but the storms in California, the storm is not in California, the whole country is getting rocked by storms. Where's Biden? Why isn't he there? When something happened when Trump was in office, they said, hey, he should visit the next day. There's people on the ground who are hurting. Just be visible. Go show up. Kamala, where are you? Literally, I haven't heard Kamala's name or seen her face in months. And say, go to Cali and say, hey, we're going to fix the storms, or we're going to invest in infrastructure for the future because we obviously screwed up, or we need more green energy. Whatever it is, play it your way. You can make it for left Democrats and all that, but you guys are just silent. You're not seen anywhere. And it's just wild to me that no one seems to care. Everyone's like, yeah, Biden has a hard time right now, or he's trying his best, or he's doing well. I don't know. I don't see it.
You know, there is a key difference between the Biden document thing and the Trump thing, and that is that Biden was vice president, which means he doesn't have any authority to declassify documents. Like, so if anything, the whole Biden thing is actually worse because he's not able to declassify documents. Like, look, I think it's bullshit. I think Trump took those documents. I don't think he declassified them, but like, he has an excuse. He can be like, yes, as soon as I took them off the property, they were automatically declassified, because basically the president has complete carte blanche and can declassify anything he wants for any reason at any time. So he actually has this defense, even though it's paper thin and is more technicality than anything.
Which is why people thought Trump was going to tell us that there's aliens and all that when he became president.
Exactly.
You're like, he's going to declassify everything.
Yeah.
But
nope.
Yes. So that is a big difference and seems worse for Biden. We don't know what the documents are, do we?
No. I mean, we know some of them were classified or top secret, and you know, I don't know what else they are, but if we're going to treat it the same way.
If they have to do with Burisma or Ukraine?
Well, actually, and as I was talking, Ronnie, some of the documents were related to Ukraine, which is very interesting.
Very interesting. And it's
very,
like,
very interesting.
And Trump's documents were related probably to Russia. Oh, it's all the same thing.
Well, and the other part of this is that, and this is the thing that people that were honest, like honest commentators when Trump was getting in trouble for this, they basically said, like, all presidents do this. It's sort of like a wink and a nod. Most of the stuff they take is like stuff they're not supposed to take, but it's like personal. Like, apparently one of the things Trump kept was like a note from Kim Jong-un to him because he wanted to keep it. And it's like, because as a president, all of your documents and all of your records and papers and everything are all technically like public property and are supposed to be held on by the government. So you don't get to like take souvenirs with you from the presidency, but obviously people do. I'm sure Barack Obama had some documents that he's technically not supposed to have. I would bet any amount of money on it that he at least has one thing that he is not supposed to have by the letter of the law.
I'm pretty sure I did read something when the whole thing with Trump was happening that he does have like a few things. But I believe from my memory, I could be wrong, I think he did it the right procedural way, though.
Sure. You know, but it's just so silly, though. Like, it is just... it's ridiculous, like this whole thing. And it's just so, I don't know, it's just so annoying because it's like, it's like the fact that anyone thinks any of these politicians are like on their side or rooting for them or someone they should get behind. It's like, these people are all, they're all better than us in their views. Like, they view all of them and then us.
And like, so this is going to go probably a little bit on a tangent. My apologies, but I've been seeing a lot of people saying like how this Santos guy is the biggest liar ever and how he should be removed from the House and all. You've heard of the Santos guy, right? He said he was Jewish.
You mean the embodiment of the American dream? Hero that we should all aspire to be for showing us that you can be a blatant lying piece of shit who completely fabricates everything and still wins an election. You mean that hero?
Exactly. Yes. Here's where my take might be a little bit off from most people's. His lies are horrible, and like, this guy should not be in office at all. I have no idea how he made it.
Obviously not.
But his lies, in my opinion, and I don't have like concrete evidence of this, but his lies aren't really hurting the American people like Nancy Pelosi's insider trading. Or when we lie about like deals with other countries or like actual stealing of public funds to divert here, divert there. But basically, I was saying everyone in that house is a liar about something or another. This guy just lied about a bunch of dumb shit. But it's like, there's a lot of the people in there who should be equally removed for lies that they told to our people or used our money or whatever it is. They're all liars. This guy's just an idiot.
Look, you're absolutely correct. And to give two concrete examples of this, like, of lies that were widespread in from both parties. One, after 2016, people saying that Trump was basically installed by Russia. Like, look, Russia obviously meddled in our elections and did some shit, but it basically was like, they ran like Facebook ads that had impressions of like 200,000 people. That did not sway the vote. Trump was not installed by Putin. And the people running around, Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and all these other people being like, he is a Russian puppet. He is, you know, a stooge and all this. It's like, maybe he is, but you have zero proof of this. And this is like, there's nothing substantiating that. Those lies are much more damaging because it makes people think that our government is illegitimate, which is really bad, and set us up for the bad lies in 2020 of all the Trump supporters being like, this election was stolen. It's two sides of the exact same dumb coin. Yeah. And those lies are far more damaging than anything George Santos said.
Yeah, that's like, I don't care if this guy said he's Jewish and he's not. I would never vote for him. He's an idiot, but like, that doesn't hurt me. It doesn't.
That's my favorite thing. He said, you know, he said, well, I'm Jew.
I thought that was like, hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, I went to a heavily Jewish school. Does that make me Jewish? Like, I used to have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur off.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I consider you Jewish, but also he lied about like what high school he went to and what college he went to. I don't care. Like, I'd rather he lie about that than like meeting with Russia or meeting with Ukraine or classified documents or whatever else it might be. I don't know, pretty wild, but it just doesn't seem like, I feel like I'm always hard on myself because I'm like, I'm contradictory. I'm guilty of that. I can't get mad at that person if I'm doing it also. And I think I have that maybe to a fault a bit, but I think people don't have that at all. It's like they see another person doing something and they don't realize that they're doing even semblance of it at all. It's wild. But what do you got for us this week? Or I guess, last question before we get to that. What do you think is going to happen with the classified documents? Anything with Biden?
Well, they've appointed a special prosecutor, which is interesting. So it'll be, and it's funny because at this point now they have located inappropriate documents or whatever we want to refer to it as in three different locations for Biden. And it's funny because a lot of people they discovered locations two and three, I think, really close together. So I think a lot of people don't realize that it's been three separate places that he's had it. Because at first it was like, well, it's at this think tank. Then apparently there was some random home office somewhere, or I don't know. And it's very funny because they're all emphasizing when they're talking about them, they're like, well, they were in locked cabinets and all this. It's like, yeah, and Trump's documents were in Mar-a-Lago, which was basically guarded by Secret Service 24/7. Like,
right.
Like it's not like they were leaving them in some like co-working space on a desk where like and all these people are walking by. They're both mm-hmm. idiots. They both did something that is technically illegal, but that presidents and politicians never get in trouble for. The fact of the matter is that if these people were like mid-level like security state bureaucrats and had taken those documents home with them, they would all be getting teed up for jail sentences. Right. Hillary Clinton, like if Hillary Clinton was some like intelligence analyst and did what she did with her email server, she'd be in jail. If Trump or Biden had, you know, were in sort of a role like that and they took these documents and had them, they would be in jail. And the thing is, the rules aren't different for them. It's just the powerful people that are our leaders don't get prosecuted for these things.
Right.
So it's wild. But the one prediction before we move on, I think just because our world is going wild and that I really do believe we might be in some sort of simulation. Like, I think George Santos might win re-election, and I think George Santos is going to end up being like a long-time serving member of Congress. I'm going to make that prediction right now. I think he keeps it. I think he ends up. Oh yeah, no, I think he does it. I think he pulls it out. I think he's going to become like a meme. Like he's going to become like. It'll be wild. Like, I think there's going to be weird corners of the internet that like rally around him and want to keep him in power. And like, I don't know. I just think something wacky is going to happen with him. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah. Maybe he'll run for president. That'd be amazing.
That'd be great. Oh my God. Yeah. I would just die. It would be the best thing ever.
It wouldn't surprise me. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, it would be absolutely wild. But the thing that I want to talk about, do you hear about this potential ban on gas stoves that got everyone all up in arms?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it, but I think 15% of asthma cases in the U.S. come from ovens.
Yeah, no, it's funny because this is as someone who has taken statistics, and I know, you know, I took statistics in college. I took research methods in college. I took statistics in business school just like you did.
Yeah, that was a great class.
Oh, that was the one where I made the cocaine bear joke.
Yeah, that's like our first class.
That's right, that's how we met.
Yeah, it's a great class.
So the thing with that study is, because I have not read it into myself, but like, and I saw this a lot of after COVID-19 was the Wait, amount of people that would be like...
Quick pause, but Cocaine Bear, that's a movie coming out now.
Well, it is, yes. The story of Cocaine Bear. It's funny, my buddy, they where that bear is actually, for those who don't know, there was a story about a bear that there was drug smuggling operations going on, and someone dropped like 20 kilos of pure cocaine in the wrong location, and a bear ended up eating like a couple of the bricks and basically just like freaked out, and then probably its heart exploded and died. And this, I think it's in Kentucky, they have actually stuffed the cocaine bear. You can actually go and see it. Like, it is memorialized. And there's now, I don't know if it's out yet. Is Cocaine Bear out? I think it's going to be a Netflix movie. Soon, or,
but we got to watch that together, and then we got to make a trip to Kentucky. That should be our thing.
I agree. Maybe we do a commentary for a podcast. Companion podcast.
Sorry to cut you off. But, go back to what you're talking about.
But so, and I saw this a lot during COVID. It's, you know, you would read a headline and be like, new study suggests this, or new study shows this. And then if you actually click through, and it would probably usually take like four or five layers to actually get to the study where they actually outline the data set and the methods and the conclusion. And you read it and it's like, in a non-randomized cohort study of 100 people, we found that the data was slightly correlated. There's no statistically significant relationship. And basically, this means absolutely nothing.
No,
but yet, you see, and the same thing with this natural gas, I don't think there was ever a causal relationship shown. It was basically correlation at best. And there was basically no statistically significant relationship that would suggest that 15% of asthma cases. It's just like, maybe if we continue to study this and we had a better sample, we might see something, but at this point it's just sort of correlated. And like, I don't know, who knows, but the fact of the matter is, and like, look, the stove thing isn't that big of a deal. And I don't think it's going to happen federally, but New York State is pushing forward apparently with getting rid of gas appliances. And, you know, we just had a blizzard that hit Buffalo, a place that is used to cold weather. It's not a surprise. It's not like the cold snap that hit Texas and killed a bunch of people. And I think like 15 or 20 people died in Buffalo because electricity went out or people were dying on the roads and all this. And like, dude, like when you live in cold climates like that, electric heat does not cut it. You need to be able to burn gas or oil to generate really good solid heat. And like heat pumps and electrical heating systems that work in those cold climates are generally incredibly expensive and draw a ton of electricity, and our grid just can't support it. Like at this point, these decisions about like, we need to get off natural gas because of climate change, like it's going to kill people. It is going to kill people. Because if they look at it like, yeah. And look, I think climate change is real. I think the human species is affecting it. To what degree, I don't know. But again, you can't just say we have to stop global warming, because that could end up screwing up a lot of people's lives and making a lot of, you know, impoverished countries never be able to raise themselves up out of poverty, and also make poor people in America and other developed countries' lives absolutely terrible. Because the fact of the matter is, more people die every year from the cold than the heat. That is a fact. That is year over year true. That is the case. Cold weather kills more people than hot weather. Just a fact of the matter. And so this idea of pushing against natural gas and these fossil fuels and everything else it's not good. We're not there yet. Look, if we built a whole bunch of nuclear reactors and have abundant, cheap, and easily accessible electricity, we can make this shift. We're just not ready for it.
Right.
But I do think, and again, this is my conspiracy side coming out, like they are going to ban gas stoves eventually. They are going to ban fossil fuel heaters and all this. This is just a trial balloon. This is what they do. You put a little test out, you see how people respond. Oh shit, they're freaking out, can't do it quite yet. But they're gonna come back, they'll be back. It might be 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, but they'll come back for this.
Yeah, I mean, Cali already has like a lot of these progressive laws and regulations already in place. Like, I think you're not gonna be able to have a gas-powered car there in 10 years or something.
Well, that was wild, because they literally, I think it was 2030 or 2035 is where they want to phase out gas cars. And like, it won't work. It will not work. That will not work. Like,
there's a problem with these, with electric cars in the cold weather too. Like, they don't have that figured out yet. Cars don't operate too well. Like, a Tesla doesn't work too well if it's 20 degrees outside. So
no, the range drops significantly once you're in, very cold weather. And again, like, look, I'm not against electric cars, but the fact of the matter is, like, you've got places that are having rolling blackouts. Like here in North Carolina, we literally had rolling blackouts during this cold snap. We did not get a blackout, but you had Duke Energy, our electric utility, cutting off power to houses and neighborhoods in order to make sure that the grid didn't have a wider failure. We got to work this shit out. But I think it was really funny to just watch like the gas stove become this like culture war issue, with all the people on the right being like, you'll never take my stove from me. And then people on the left being like, I don't care. Like, it was just so dumb. Like, it's so annoying to me. Like, you can get people whipped up into a partisan frenzy based off of like literally anything. And it's so pathetic.
But yeah, it's also wild too that like the government says we need to save the world or global warming, this and that, but they send probably 1,000 bombs a day. And it's like, oh, if we only sent 100 bombs a day, we could probably use 8 stoves a house and it would still be less. You know what I mean? Like, there's big things that the government and companies do that would make a way bigger difference than what any household is going to do. But no one wants to talk about
it. Yeah, no, I think it's crazy, but it was just hilarious to watch. And I just like me like shaking my head being like, what the fuck are we doing?
So what year are stoves going to be banned?
I mean, look, these politicians, they like nice round numbers, so I feel like, you know, it'll be like 2030, 2035. Like, it's gonna come on a 5 or a 0
that soon.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, We shall see. I mean, there's a lot of restaurants that would not be happy with that, because like the flame to cook something is like is necessary sometimes. You can't.
I do think when it happens, it'll be, they're gonna face it out in different ways. First, it'll be new construction can't have natural gas lines run to it, so it'll basically force any new construction to buy this. Then there will be basically a banning of selling gas appliances in residential applications. I think the commercial industry, they'll let still use natural gas for a while to some degree. And then at some point it will be, if your stove breaks, you have to then replace it with electric because you can't buy new gas stoves. And then eventually that will make gas appliances illegal, where you can't even sell them used. Whereas if you had a functioning gas stove and you just decided to go electric, you'd have to like destroy it or turn it in. You wouldn't be allowed to like resell it. But I mean, this stuff always comes in phases and waves. And
it sounds like you have a good plan. Maybe you could propose it to the energy secretary and initiate it.
Hey, I'm just saying that is exactly how it's going to go. It'll be phased.
Are we going to still be allowed to use barbecues?
Oh man, if they try to come for my smoker or my propane grill, they're going to fuck themselves.
I think that will be when Texas really secedes. That'll be the day.
Oh, yeah, no, that. Well, and it's funny. It is interesting because I do think that some of these overreaches by the federal government, you are going to see states that are just like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No, fuck off. Like at some point, states are really going to start being like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
we're not doing that. If you want to come send the FBI in to do this or to like enforce this, go nuts. But you obviously can't.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But it's just insane overreach by the federal government, and it's sad that so many people are getting behind it and being like, "Yes, this is the right thing," and the government's protecting us. Like, the government's not here to protect you, man.
No, they're there to
extract money from you.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. On that negative note.
No, that wasn't too negative an episode compared to what could be. I mean, we'll have some way worse ones over the year, I'm sure. But overall, not too horrible. Just a lot of nonsense, a lot of BS. Hopefully the year just gets better and better. My predictions for the year, some quick predictions.
Sure.
The war in Ukraine, Russia is only going to escalate and get worse. It is not going to stop. The civil Cold War in the United States is only going to escalate and get worse. Major storms are going to just continue and get to a point where we're going to be like, we have to maybe do something about this because they're not going to stop. And I think we're going to see a lot of the same we have seen for the last year. And unfortunately, things are going to get worse. But I think things will get better by 2025. That's kind of my year. I think the next couple of years are still just going to be pretty bad.
We shall see. I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but I try to be a little more optimistic, but hopefully things don't get too crazy. I do think that the cold civil war in this country is only getting worse.
Oh, without
a doubt. We shall see.
I got to just figure out what side I'm on before it starts. I don't really know. But
hey man, I think I have an understanding of what side you're going to come down when push comes to shove.
Yeah, the one with the guns.
you're no dummy. Well, and one side has a smidge of an anti-Semitism problem that no one likes to talk about. So
very true too. Well, on that note, Shabbat Shalom. Hope you have a good rest of the day.
Mazel tov.
I'll see you soon, brother.